Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in. Game week officially here for the Sugar Bowl, but more importantly, the college football playoff quarterfinal. Eight teams remaining, one of them obviously Ole Miss. They're set to take on Georgia. Everybody back. They practiced, all that good stuff. You had press conferences over the weekend. Offensive players and offensive staff and defensive players and defensive staff. And there's one main thing that I took away from listening specifically to the defense going into this game. So tonight we will talk about that and, of course, read your comments. I really appreciate you guys being here. Hope you had a very Merry Christmas and everybody was safe in your travels and happy and comfortable. But, hey, we got to lock right back in. We've got football to talk about. We've got college football playoff to talk about and, of course, centered around Ole Miss. So glad you guys are here. Of course, my name is Michael Borky. I really appreciate all of you. Don't forget to subscribe, like, leave a comment, all that good stuff right here on YouTube. And wherever you get your podcast, just search Rebel Report and subscribe and leave a rating and a review if you like what you hear anyway. I would always welcome your comments, no matter where they are. I noticed, by the way, I had no idea that Spotify had a comment section now too. So not even on YouTube, if you're on Spotify. There's a comment section there. I had no idea, but it's very helpful in a podcast I listen to called Kill Tony. I've made reference to it before. Big fan of that show, but the comments actually tell you when they get through all of the ads and they stop. The ad stop and the show actually starts. It's always like 7 minutes in. I didn't know that was a thing until earlier today. So leave a comment on Spotify as well. But the thing that I took away, and all of the interviews and stuff, are worth watching, especially Joe Judge. Man, that guy's impressive. That shouldn't surprise anybody considering, you know, where he's worked and things like that. When you work for Belichick, forget what Belichick is now. When you work for Belichick when he was at the Patriots, and when you become an NFL head coach, you're most likely going to be very impressive. But Joe Judge is as sharp as can be, and I think that as time goes on, it'll be very obvious that he is a big retention to Pete Golding's staff, and him staying at Ole Miss is going to be a really, really, really big deal. Obviously done great work with quarterbacks since he's been at Ole Miss, but, I mean, just listen to the guy. He's awesome. And a lot of good stuff there. No news yet on Trinidad's waiver, at least according to him. And, I mean, why would he not tell the truth on that? It is a complete disservice to him, the player, and honestly, Ole Miss, the institution, that the NCAA is still dragging this out. He's got a game on Thursday. The portal opens on Friday. And the fact that he does not have an answer for both his peace of mind and his future planning, and also Ole Miss, the institution, needs to know if what they have at quarterback when the portal opens on Friday. The fact that it is still taking this long is just a stunning indictment on what an embarrassment the NCAA is as an organization. I mean, they have failed at every imaginable level. They're failing with basketball right now. Now, there was a false report about a guy that's played in NBA games drawing interest from schools from On3. On3 even apologized for it, but also then didn't take the report down. The local On3 guy's great. Ben, just in particular, you guys know I'm a big fan of his. But nationally, that's just crazy how that they can put out a false report against Community Noted by Twitter, and it's still up. I mean, I'm looking at it right now. It's still up. Just a completely false report about a guy that played NBA games drawing interest from colleges. That's not a thing. At least at the level of which it was reported. So they've got some stuff to fix, but they're failing in basketball. Absent that story, Baylor just got a guy with 4 years of eligibility that was an NBA draft pick, second round pick in the NBA draft, and he's getting 4 years of college eligibility 2 years later. They're failing at every level. They failed to prepare for the player movement, the player payment era. They could have gotten out ahead of it. They chose not to. And here they are with this waiver thing. It's just a joke. I mean, I don't know what could possibly take this long, but you are doing a disservice to the student athlete. And student athlete, he's a professional football player, but you are doing a disservice to him. And on top, I mean, he needs to start thinking about if he's not going to be eligible, his agent needs to start working on draft preparation and things like that. But it's all up in the air, and Ole Miss has to get ready for the portal opening on Friday, and that's up in the air. They don't know if their quarterback's going to be eligible or not. And by the way, they play a game on Thursday. It's just shameful that this has become commonplace with the NCAA, that they're having to hire Tom Morris to try to apply pressure to get that done. It's shameful. So we did learn that he does not know yet. It's just shameful. But the more important thing, the bigger thing that I wanted to talk about tonight is that this is an Ole Miss team. Interestingly enough, they're 12-1, and they have what appears to be a pretty giant chip on their shoulder going into this game, defensively. Anyway, Will Echols and Dottery in particular. Dottery was asked by Neil McCready, good question about, hey, you know, when you play Georgia like that, do you feel like you're close, or are you thinking that you needed to make, you know, major changes defensively to prevent that from happening again? And Dottery was like, honestly, no, we didn't feel close. Needed to make changes to be a better defense. A good question, good answer. And then you got Will Echols. It was very, very straightforward and firm when he was asked what he remembered about the Georgia game from back earlier this season. He just said simply, no punts. That's what I remember. I remember no punts. And between what happened in Athens and then what's happened to their team since, you have the odd circumstance of a football team that not only feels slighted, but really has a pretty massive chip on their shoulder, motivational tool going into this game. Now, they don't need it, right? It's the Sugar Bowl. It's the playoff. But you look at Kirby Smart over the years and those Georgia teams, that he is a master at creating slight of his teams. He's great at it. Ole Miss has that now with this team as well. Does it change anything? I don't know. But it is very interesting listening to the two of them talk, two leaders on your defense, not be afraid to acknowledge how bad it was in Athens and how they're using that as a preparational tool going into this game. And I mean, I'm sure you guys have seen it. Ole Miss has Georgia's gotten better since that game as well. Especially defensively, Georgia's gotten better since that game, but so has Ole Miss. The getting after the quarterback, the last few weeks of the season, Ole Miss's pass rush, Prince Wilhelmon-Miellen's been really big. Echols, the aforementioned Echols, has been big lately, but Ole Miss as a team has done a much, much better job at applying pressure to the quarterback, but also turning that into productive, explosive plays defensively. And that is something that they really failed at early in the season. They were, as we talked about on here and on the radio show, I used to say every week our radio audience used to get a kick out of it, where I would say Ole Miss leads the country in almost sacks. they lead the country in almost sacks. They got pressure in the first, half of the season, but it didn't turn into anything. It didn't produce anything. In the back half of the season, the better part of their schedule too, overall, I mean, that, they had Georgia State, Arkansas, Tulane, Washington State, all Kentucky in there, who ended up being a bad team, where they couldn't produce pass rush at all. In the back half of the season, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Florida, Mississippi State, of course, the Citadel in there as well, and then Tulane in the playoff game, a lot more productive getting after the quarterback and creating explosive plays. So it's not like the schedule's gotten easier for them to improve statistically. I think Andrew Jones is going to help them a lot in the run game in particular. He's very much a run game only type player, but you saw that late in the Georgia game, and since then, they're better at stopping the run with him. They're better at getting after the quarterback, more productive getting after the quarterback. And that will be the difference in this game to me is if this Ole Miss defense, who is not great at creating turnovers this season, to be honest with you, if they can do that, if they can create explosive defensive plays, if they can create turnovers, that's what was lacking in that game in Athens. The mismatches, I think, are still going to be there. This Georgia offense, I think, is still going to have success against this Ole Miss defense, despite it playing better. I think that Ole Miss's secondary is going to continue to be a little bit overmatched in this game, although Ole Miss is healthy there. Braxton healthy, that helps a lot. But I think that mismatch is still going to exist. Maybe a little bit less so, but it's still going to exist. What Ole Miss is going to have to do in this game is create explosive defensive plays, and that will, and I think, be the difference in the ballgame if they can do it or not. They have shown you the last few weeks that they are capable of doing that, and I'm very interested in the way that Daughtry and Echols talked about that game and the way that they're approaching it. They're not shying away from it. They're not talking about how close they were, both of them still. I mean, you're a couple months later at this point are mad about the way they played that day and feel slighted as a football team. So I would encourage you guys to go listen to those interviews because they're worth your time, especially Joe Judge on the other side. But Daughtry and Echols will probably fire you up if you were looking for that going into this game. So interesting stuff there. Of course, usually I need to get out of the way so you guys can drive the conversation. We'll do that after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. ABSMS.com is the website. Advantage Business Systems has you covered for your Mississippi office technology needs. Just tell them that I sent you, by the way. You'll get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them what you need and what your budget is, and they will find a solution for you on me, Advantage Business Systems, ABSMS.com. Also, Priority One Bank, to make you their priority. They have 16 locations here in Mississippi, so there's likely to be one in your backyard. Somebody at my Priority One Bank location was working on Christmas Eve. Now, I wouldn't encourage that, but that's how important they are. I needed a response from my banker. It wasn't even immediate, to be honest with you. It wasn't urgent, but I sent them something on the 23rd. They got back to me on Christmas Eve because that's what they do. It's in the name at Priority One Bank. All right, here we go. Hope you all had a great Christmas. First comment, we did. Hope you did as well. Austin, good to see you, man. Just won the Sugar Bowl in my NCAA dynasty by 45. Could be previewing the future. Fire me up. The biggest game played in your lifetime on Thursday. Absolutely it is. At this point, going to be disappointed if the Saints don't win the division next year, especially if they do what they need to do in the draft and free agency. And you know what's funny, Hunter, is what I hope Mickey Loomis does not do, though, is get intoxicated by the late season success and start doing bad cap moves again. They have space, but they don't need to be reckless. Like, the nucleus is there. So just draft well again and be smart in free agency. Don't do this all-in thing that they've done in the past. Keep building, right? You've got a rookie quarterback that has promise. You've got a younger roster now. Don't force a Super Bowl window. Whatever you did last offseason, just keep doing that. You found something again in traditional roster building. But yeah, man, Shuck is awesome. They nailed last year's draft. Estime was awesome today too. Chase Young's contract now looks cheap, and he's been really good, especially the back half of the season when he's been healthy. So that was fun today. It was really fun. Hope James got some good toys. He did, mostly Pokemon related. We're deep, deep, deep in the Pokemon stage. And honestly, I loved Pokemon when I was a kid. I am not afraid to admit that. I loved Pokemon. And what sucks, though, for me is, like, gotten him about a dozen packs of cards. I recognize about 10% of them now. They have added so many to the rotation. Like, I'm way behind on my Pokemon knowledge, as it turns out, because I don't know any of them anymore. I know the OGs, and he likes the OGs the best too, which works out. But You see, Locked On Bulldogs, they're trashing Ole Miss, giving them no chance. Really hope to prove them wrong. So disrespectful. When you've got, that's kind of the purpose that podcast serves for Georgia fans, I guess, is just like the emotional side of it. That's not who I would go to personally if you're wanting commentary from the other side. I'll have a couple of guests on the radio show this week. I'll bring that to you guys. I think you'll get better commentary from who I'm – not to toot my own – I'm not meaning to do that. But if you're looking for commentary about the game, that's not where I would go from the Georgia perspective. There are a lot of people at Locked On that do good work. There are some that, don't. And I think that you'll get better commentary from the people that cover Georgia that we'll talk to on the radio show this week that I'll bring to you. That's a little harsh, I know, but, it's kind of like a fan thing, you're not going to get what you're looking for, I think. Can't wait for New Year's, thinking Lacey has a chip on his shoulder from last performance against this defense, and he's going to have one of his best games in the biggest game of the year. They need him to be big in this game. They need him especially, although this Georgia team has not done a good job season long anyway at getting after the quarterback. Now, again, they've improved a lot lately, like Ole Miss has. But still, he is so valuable in pass protection as well. Was in a brace with the shoulder today. You hope that can hold up. Joe Judge's answer on that was basically, everybody's hurt this time of year. I'm going to let Pete speak to that, which means it's not a bruised shoulder. It's something a little worse, but he's going to play through it. He's going to get shot up with some feel-good stuff, and he's going to play through it, and he's a tough football player. And I don't think whatever is going on with his shoulder is going to prevent him from, giving everything he can in this game. Do you happen to see Lane's take on recruiting disadvantages in Mississippi as opposed to Louisiana? Mike Espy put him in his place on that as well, if you had seen that. I saw them both. And look, some people don't like this. There's a lot of truth to what Lane said. Mississippi does not produce the players at volume the way Louisiana does. It's true. It doesn't. Also, Mississippi shares a state with another SEC school. That's a problem, too. It is easier to recruit high school players at LSU than it is at Ole Miss. That's just an objective truth. It can also be true that he did not do a good enough job at high school recruiting. In part, people continue to blame, he only did that because it's Ole Miss, and that's just so false. The second Pete Golding got to Ole Miss, high school recruiting improved. That's no secret, right? I would love to, next time I get to visit with a couple of high school coaches in the state, I would love to know, how many conversations have you had with Lane Kiffin? And the answer is probably very few. Didn't make effort to build relationships in this state to get the best players in this state. And look, if you look at the top 20 players in Mississippi, that it doesn't compare to the top 20 players in Louisiana. There's more of them. But there's enough in this state, and there's enough in this state that go to other SEC schools. So it'd be different if these were a bunch of guys going to Memphis, Southern Miss, Troy, Tulane. But these are guys going to Tennessee, Alabama, Auburn. Like, other schools in the SEC want the players from your state, and you didn't lock down players in your state because you didn't give the appropriate effort that it takes to do that. So it's a cop-out. And it's a half-truth it's a half-truth is what it is. And it's a cop-out. And ESPN platforming him to say that garbage unchecked is just very typical of how the worldwide leader and television partner of the SEC has handled all of this. Both things are true at once. Louisiana, better recruiting state than Mississippi. Objectively true. Lane Kiffin did not make the effort necessary to recruit well in the state of Mississippi. Also true. also true. Ole Miss should be dominating the state of Mississippi in recruiting, and they're not. There's a reason for that. Happy New Year's, everyone. Not there yet, but yeah, appreciate you. Love you, brother. No matter what happens, the Sugar Bowl, proud of the team. Should be. They have dealt with a lot of adversity that they should not have had to deal with this season. And they've overcome it and played well. Frank Wilson, a great recruiter. I've heard he is. He's a good recruiter in the pre-NIL era and the post-NIL era. It's quality. And it's not just about New Orleans. You see that too. Is, well, no New Orleans player is going to go to Ole Miss, as if that's the only place that he ever has gotten players from. He was at Ole Miss for years and got players from not New Orleans, good players from not New Orleans to go there. So, is it true that your house has a new dog? No. I am not prepared to add to the dog in this house. To be honest with you, I'm still sad about Maverick. So no. If Pavia can get it, so should Trinidad. Different circumstances, for sure. The dragging of their feet is ridiculous. Time is money. Portal opens soon. And, you know, the poorly kept secret is that the tampering portal's been open for weeks. So Ole Miss needs to know what they've got also. Speaking of basketball, Ole Miss has been a massive disappointment this season. Yeah, they really have. Conference play coming up. So, over 3,000 subscribers. Yeah, I actually, I saw that. I don't want to make a big fuss out of it because, y'all don't want to hear me, being proud of myself. But for like a side gig podcast that we do, three nights a week, it's pretty cool. The podcast download numbers have been unbelievable. That's what I'm more concerned with. That's the more important thing. That makes the people that write the paychecks happy. On-field communication and change it up on quarterback spy. I think they'll have a shot at Georgia. No busted coverages. Yeah, they have to play really clean in the back end. In the portal, what would you look for first? Well, it depends, right? Because the answer should be quarterback if Trinidad is not getting a waiver. They need a linebacker. They need to spend a lot on one lockdown corner. I actually like some of the pieces that they've got returning in the secondary. They should be okay defensively. I mean, the nucleus that they have returning on defense is really solid, but I do think that they can upgrade at the cornerback position if that's available. Wide receiver is an obvious one. Regardless of what Caden Lee and Deuce Alexander do, you still need to go get a big-bodied wide receiver, right? Stribling's been awesome, especially as of late. People talking about Caleb Cunningham now. He's barely played. I think you need to go get somebody that has played a lot just in case. Depending running back is another one that you might need to prepare for. I mean, the obvious 1+1, Harlan Berry coming with Frank Wilson to Ole Miss, but is Ole Miss going to be able to hang on to Kewon Lacy? And if so, does Berry want to be a backup? I do think he would play more than the backups that Ole Miss have played this year behind Kewon Lacy. You don't need to give Lacy another 300 carries next year, especially with a talent like Berry with you. But a lot is up in the air right now, a whole lot. Problem is, you don't think Chambliss would be here if he gets his waiver? He's being paid pennies when you think about it. So he should go out and find the biggest and baddest offer. I think you're overthinking that a little bit. He's getting paid pennies right now, which is $500,000, by the way, to be the backup. But that's what his contract was. He was to be the backup. He will be very well compensated at Ole Miss. And I think that he would have the most value from a true marketing perspective right where he is, as opposed to getting in the portal again. I think that if he wins his waiver, he will be Ole Miss's quarterback next year. I think. Don't hold me to that. I'm not promising you that. I think that that is going to be what happens. I don't think you need to overthink his current contract, though. That was signed when he was expected to be the backup, and he still got $500,000. So Jones has come on as well as Braxton. Both of them, I mean, maybe the first game's different if the two of them are healthy and play the whole game. If you look at the pure stats, Ole Miss is a better football team than Georgia. Two bad stats don't win games. They do not. And, I mean, you know Kirby Smart's going to have this team ready to go. Yeah, you know that. I mean, he can't keep those guys out of jail, but he certainly can get them ready to play a football game, which is mind-blowing, by the way. That the volume of arrests that have occurred within his program is shocking. And not enough people are asking questions exactly why not, but the reason they're not asking those questions is because they win. And so as long as you win football games, who cares if a few dozen of your players get arrested and you have no control over your football team? Because they win, and they win, and they win, and he's a really good football coach. He just can't keep them out of jail. Have you heard anything about Deuce Knight wanting to come to Ole Miss? I have not. You say, I know someone who is friends with Jace's family. He said Deuce told Jace he's coming to the SIP. No clue if it's true or not. You certainly would welcome that. He's uber talented. I don't think you want to put all your eggs in his basket, though, to start next year, unless, you know what I mean? I don't know if you just hand the job to him, though, if that makes sense. Yeah, I saw that with Dante Core. He hadn't played this year, though. It's just an unfortunate situation. He needs to be smarter. No, Wilson can get Louisiana kids to come to LSU, but can he get them to Ole Miss? Is he that good, or is it Louisiana kids wanting to play for LSU? I'm sorry, I'm a little behind on comments. No, he's that good. He can build relationships within the state of Mississippi and get Mississippi players too. He is somebody that can recruit to anywhere. If you're beating on defense, keep eight in the box all day, would make Gunner beat me in the air. Lost on the ground in Athens. Well, they lost on everything. But I, point taken. Good to hear Kiffin say nice things about Ole Miss last night. Yeah, something like that. Something like that. Thoughts on Georgia's game keys for success? Have to have explosive defensive plays. That is keys 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All of them. Ole Miss has to create a turnover or two, and they have to create negative plays for Georgia's offense. You have to get them off schedule. That's the only way you're going to win. I think Ole Miss is going to be able to score. Georgia could not cover these weapons from Ole Miss. They really struggled. I think Ole Miss is going to be able to scheme and produce offensively. It's just, can you do it on the other side? UGA did not. Oh, no, you said UGA do not want players from Mississippi, except for the ones that you sign. But other than that, I hear you. Kelvin Bowden being back will help with in-state recruiting, and now having Moncrief and Wilson on staff, I think the next few years will be dominating Mississippi. As long as it's the players that can actually help. You know, there's that fine line too. There are some people that think that you should just go get all the players because of where they're from, and there's enough talent in this state that they need to spend more time on getting, but there are a lot of guys that are not ready, and you see that. There are a lot of guys that aren't good enough to play at this level too. So there's that balance, but could do better. So it's pretty much an open secret that Austin Simmons isn't back next year. His post-game behavior would suggest that. Wish I did these in the morning. That would be it's something that I used to do a long time ago. And this late night stuff, it works for now, but I don't know if it'll work forever. I mean, very well could do midday, like noon, lunch hour type thing. That might ultimately be what's best down the road, is a midday thing before the radio show instead of late at night like this. Hunter, I'll have to look into that more. Yeah, the D-line hire for Mississippi State, I thought the resume was lacking, but I don't know if that's fair to him either, right? But don't love that. I do think the quarterback coach that they hired is a really good one. That dude's got a good resume. He'll be a big help to Taylor. We'll talk about that more on Sports Talk Mississippi tomorrow. Barry will absolutely be at Ole Miss next year. Wouldn't be surprised, but I just, you know, if you keep Lacy, or is he coming too? Go get Cam Coleman. Ooh, at that price? At that price? Buddy thought Trinidad was getting paid. I know, right? He's getting paid a lot. Need a safety, a cornerback, a linebacker, an edge, defensive line depth, and a quarterback, a running back, a couple wide receivers, a tight end, and two offensive linemen. So, yeah, basically the entire, you know, everything. Offensive line, I think Ole Miss likes what they have in the offensive line room, though. I mean, the interior three should all stay. So that helps a ton. They will try to go get linemen in the portal because you got to try to go get every position in the portal, but I don't think they're desperate for offensive linemen. I think that they will be desperate for a safety. I think that they will be desperate depending for a running back. And it sounds like, I mean, even if they lose Lacy, go ahead and wrap Harlan Berry in red and blue. Definitely need a wide receiver. So, if I ever decide I need a new dog, I've got you. So, you do a breeding program of American Bullies. There actually is a animal shelter at the entrance of my neighborhood, and then if we go down that road again, that's where we'll go. But I hope it works out, man. Putting $20 on an exact score of Ole Miss 34, Georgia 24. Saw it in your dream the other night. What does that pay out? All right, Ron, it was fun for now, but you got to go. See you, man. Would commit anytime you go on. I think that might be the future. I think we might do midday. This 9 o'clock stuff, man. I mean, not that any of you should feel bad for me. I mean, you guys work real jobs where you have, like, you know, real responsibilities and stuff like that, and you work really hard. I mean, we have listeners of our radio show. We'll ask periodically, like, hey, if you're on the tractor right now, send us a picture. And I mean, we've got farmers, man, just like people that are really like supporting the backbone of America, truly. And I'm like complaining about being tired. I feel so stupid right now. Like, oh, it's late and I'm tired. Imagine how those guys feel that are actually working hard. But I do think midday might be the future here. We'll see. LSU will be wanting some offensive linemen. They've lost like 6 or 7. God, I have a 6-year-old. Sorry. I can't help it. It's habit because of him. This week, but then again, none of them can run block. Yeah, they had a really bad offensive line, although there's a couple, one in particular, that they're not excited to lose. The problem that they're going to run into is the portal does not provide elite offensive linemen. So you're going to build an entire offensive line out of the portal. And generally speaking, maybe this year is different, but generally speaking, quality offensive linemen are hard to find anyway. Like, there's just not many of them anyway. And using the portal to find them, that's a risky move. I mean, think about like Diego Pounds, right? His quality pickup out of the portal. It took him a while. Now he's been great, but it took him a while. You'll hit on some, but yeah, exactly. Ole Miss has seen how that's worked out in recent years. I mean, just a portal-heavy offensive line is risky because there's just not that many good ones available. We'll see. We'll see how that works out. Will Logan Diggs still be at Ole Miss? I think he's out of eligibility, right? I mean, I guess anybody can ask for more. He should have seen a lot more playing time this year. Should have. Yeah, I mean, he's played 4 years. He's played in five seasons, but one was a redshirt year. So, yeah, he should have gotten more touches in garbage time. Not ahead of Lacy, but he should have seen the field more. But anyway, all right, guys, I'm going to wrap it up. Really appreciate you. We will be back live on Tuesday. And then don't exactly know what plans post-game are yet. I will let you know. I'll let you know. But in the meantime, I'll see you on Tuesday. I'll have some preview content up for you with people that cover Georgia this week as well. So looking forward to that. I will see you guys on Tuesday. Y'all have a good night.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.